So Alibaba just dropped Qwen 3.8-27B this week, open weights, Apache 2.0, and they're not pretending it's frontier. They're saying it's for builders who want to run something real on local hardware.
Right, and they shipped it the same week Meta landed Muse Glimmer. Actually, 4 days later.
Mm-hmm.
Which, yeah, the timing is not an accident. How was your week?
Long. Yours?
Same. Okay, so the 27B model, 262,000 native context, goes to 1 million with Yarn multimodal. And Alibaba also open sourced the max tier weights, the 2.4T-A95B, at the same time. That's a pattern break for them. They usually stagger the small and big releases.
That matters. It says they're not playing the scarcity game on the max tier. They're covering both ends of the market at once. Local single GPU on one end, serious agentic infrastructure on the other.
Exactly. Now the benchmark thing. Qwen's strongest claim is against Muse Glimmer. Terminal bench 2.1 is 73 versus Muse's 51.7. That's a 20-point gap on agentic terminal coding.
Okay, that's real if it holds. But Muse Glimmer's results are missing entirely from several of the harder tests. NL2 repo bench, deep sui job bench, live code bench. So you can't see the full picture.
Yeah, and that's the part where I get a little careful. Muse Glimmer dropped 4 days before. Meta claims it beats Qwen 3.6 to 27B on most tests. Then Qwen 3.8 lands, and surprise, it's ahead on the benchmarks Muse didn't run.
Selective presentation, not necessarily dishonest, but yeah.
Stop it.
I mean, the actual interesting thing is against Opus 4.6 Max. Qwen wins on SWE Bench Pro 61.7 versus Opus's 53.4. Beats it on Qwen Swebench 2, 79 to 63. That's a 27B model, beating a frontier scale model on real coding work.
That's the story I care about, right? Not Glimmer versus Qwen, but can a model I can run locally on one GPU actually outperform something many times its size on coding and instruction following? And on those tasks, the answer is yes.
Mm-hmm.
Opus stays ahead on the harder reasoning stuff. Terminal Bench 2.1 is 78 to 73. GPQA Diamond is 89 to 83. But the gap on coding is real. And the office work category, that's where Qwen really separates. Cowork Bench 70.7 versus Opus's 68.2, and Job Bench is 33.4 versus Qwen's own 3.6 at 21.8.
Okay, so the framing from Alibaba wasn't we beat everyone. It was we delivered on the promise, open weights for both the 27B and the max tier, and here's how they perform. That's actually the move that matters more than any single benchmark.
Right. The structural thing is the dual release. They could have staggered it, kept the max tier closed for a while, but they didn't. That signals something about how confident they are in the open weight market or how much pressure they're feeling from Meta and others.
Or both. You've got Kimi K3 open in July, Minimax M3, now this. The frontier gap is closing and so is the local model gap. At a certain point, if you're Alibaba, you release open weights because staying closed doesn't buy you anything. The models are close enough anyway.
Yeah, and for a builder or a team, like and run this locally, it does real coding work, is open source is a pretty straightforward story. The benchmarks matter less than the deployment story.
Exactly.
You can grab Qwen 3.8-27B from Hugging Face right now. Weights are up. Apache 2.0 works with VLLM, SGLang, all the standard inference stacks. It's about 50 GB locally, so you need a reasonably beefy single GPU, but not a cluster.
That's the thing. This is shipping, and people are using it today, not in 6 months. That matters more than whether it's 0.2% better on some benchmark.
This is basically the harness's product thesis we keep landing on. The model is the input. The thing that wins is who controls the default, who makes it easiest to deploy, who ships open weights when it matters. Alibaba just did that.
Yeah, no, you're completely right. And they did it on both ends at once.
Okay, so we're in the moment where local models are actually credible for real work. Not almost there, actually credible. That's a shift.
It is. Ask me in a month whether the coding wins hold up outside their test suite, but the structural move is real.